With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. Preliminary numbers show student enrollment is up system-wide for the Montana University System, but exact fall enrollment numbers for the University of Montana have not yet been released. That's according to Deputy Commissioner for Planning and Analysis, Tyler Trevor, who gave a general enrollment overview at the Board of Regents meeting today.
It's just a good predictor of whether or not our fiscal year FTE will go up or down, if our fall is up or down. And it looks like our fall will be up above last fall. And so that total FTE number is about 38,000.
Enrollment numbers are important because it's tied to funding. During this meeting in Billings, the Regents will approve a higher education budget. Early figures show enrollment is up at Montana State University, leading the Bozeman campus to propose a record budget request. By contrast, the University of Montana has been struggling with declining enrollment and is seeing a budget decrease. The Missoulian reported that Trevor said numbers are not official at this time because campuses take a census on the 15th day of classes when fees are due, and most campuses are only in their 12th day. A Texas man charged with killing a Montana man and shooting two others told investigators he feared for his life. Jurors hearing the case against 48-year-old Tony Dwayne Sawyer watched a video of law enforcement officers questioning him. Sawyer is charged with deliberate homicide in the death of Joe Powers of Whitehall and attempted deliberate homicide for shooting and injuring Steve Drury and Hunter Smith. Sawyer told investigators that he and the other men had used methamphetamine before driving 13 miles southeast of Butte. The surviving victims were expected to testify tomorrow. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana has scaled back its proposed premium increases for insurance policies sold in the individual marketplace after a state analysis and public hearings. However, Insurance Commissioner Monica Lindeen still found the increases to be unreasonable. Blue Cross is challenging that finding. Lindeen said today that Blue Cross is increasing its premiums by an average of more than 58% for individual policies offered under the Affordable Care Act. It earlier proposed an increase of more than 65%. Blue Cross spokesman John Doran has said that policyholders were using far more medical and pharmacy services than the company anticipated. The Montana Health Co-op is raising its individual marketplace rates by an average of 30.7%, while Pacific Sources rate increase averages 27.6%. For many, the higher costs are offset by tax credits. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled against what conservationists call a loophole that allowed developers to drill numerous small wells in one area without a permit. In a 6-1 decision yesterday, the justices upheld a lower judge's order striking down a regulation that resulted in about 3,000 water wells being drilled each year since 1993 that were exempt from needing permits. The regulation had said a permit is not needed for multiple small wells that draw from the same water source as long as the wells aren't physically connected. There are now about 113,000 exempt wells across the state, and there could be 78,000 more by the end of the decade if the regulation stayed in place. The Department of Natural Resources and Conservation has said the cumulative effect of all those wells is a reduction in groundwater levels and surface water flow. The campaign against the ballot initiative that seeks to reverse Montana's medical marijuana restrictions the legislature passed in 2011 is stepping up. Safe Montana has purchased billboards in several cities advocating a vote against Initiative 182. The initiative asks voters to allow medical marijuana providers to have more than 3 clients and for doctors to be able to prescribe to more than 25 patients. A Cascade County resident running for Senate District 10 seat violated campaign finance rules, according to Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell. Modell said yesterday that J.C. Kantorowicz failed to report costs for advertising that appeared in a Christian publication. The complaint against Kantorowicz was filed May 27th by his Republican primary opponent, Steve Fitzpatrick. The decision was forwarded to the Lewis and Clark County Attorney's Offices for review. Modell said the cases are usually sent back to his office and result in a fine. A 23-year-old Kalispell woman has reached a plea agreement to charges filed after the February 2015 death of her 2-year-old son. Takaro Juntanen has agreed to plead guilty to negligent homicide. Prosecutors charged Juntanen for leaving Forrest Groschow in the care of Brandon Newberry despite knowing he was being abused and for failing to seek medical help before he died of poisoning due to a lacerated small intestine. Court records say a change of plea hearing is set for October 3rd. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Menares.